tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh my... Oh my, what a wonderful time. Been a minute since I pulled up.
Hey, growing up hip hop. What's up? What's going on, you guys? AfterBuzz TV. Girl Trinae, and we are kicking off 2016 the right way with our first panel for the new show, Growing Up Hip Hop. I got my lovely host here, Desiree Murphy.
What's up, guys?
And Howard the Third.
Hey, everybody.
So before we jump into our show, I want to remind you where you can catch us at. We are at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can like us on Facebook as well as listen to what we have going on iTunes and like us there. So I personally love hip hop. And when I found out about this show, I was so thrilled because I wanted to see, like, the standpoint from the kids who have grown up from hip-hop. You know, have had parents that, you know, were our favorite hip-hop stars, Master P. Mm-hmm. We got a long list of kids that are going to show us the real deal on, you know, getting out of their parents' shadows. We'll start off with Romeo Miller, who is Master P's son. I first want to say that we all remember Romeo because he was Little Romeo, but Master P started it all off with No Limit, with, can we say, like, his song...
Make him say, nah.
So, you know, the show starts off with Romeo, you know, he lives in L.A.
Not a Little Romeo anymore,
he's not Little Romeo anymore. He's Romeo, he's handsome, he's doing a lot now. He's been acting. He hasn't done the music as much, but we see him in the club. You know, he says he loves to party, like, all he wants to do is party. And then the day after, he gets advice from Pops. Meets Pops at the house, the mansion, with tons and tons of cars. How'd you guys feel about all those cars?
I want to go take a ride. Okay.
Had all the whips, and then we see the camera pan over to them. Master P, he has his white blazer on with his black shirt and his black cap and the blingage, you know, he's blinging. I almost feel like this was a music video. I didn't really take it seriously.
Or a throwback to, like, MTV Cribs, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Or even trying to be the godfather. Like, I was like, really? Okay, all right.
Yeah, I wasn't for it either.
Does he still have his gold tank? Ooh. He owns a gold
tank. Oh, yeah.
That's right. I'm not sure.
Yeah. He used to have the gold tank. You know, Master P has paved the way. And yeah, so now we see why he wants Romeo to really take it seriously. Because, you know, Master P, when he was out, he started a trend of the camouflage. You know, he had his group. He had Silk the Shocker. He had C Murder. I mean, I just remember listening to Master P and just feeling like a thug. I'm sorry. I'm 8 years old. Like, oh, you know, like, I love this. So, you know, he tells Romeo, you're going to get tested. You're going to, you know, I had a lot to lose you growing up. You know, I'm assuming he had Romeo at a young age because he says that Romeo was one when a lot of the stuff. And what did you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I knew a little bit about Master P and his, you know, rough bringing and stuff because back in the day, he was that guy. No Limit was that record label. Like, they were bigger than Puff, you know what I mean? So when he said, oh, I had you on my hip and I was shooting out the window, I was like, typical Master P form. Like, I just, I just imagine him shooting outside the window, talk about Romeo, stop crying, you ain't gonna get hit today, or something like that, you know?
And boy, how the tables have turned. Like, yeah. Look at them now, you know? So.
Yeah, and I mean, we see a more polished, you know, we can tell that Master P really worked hard for his children to not follow in the footsteps that he had. You know, he made sure that Romeo went to USC. He went to USC, you know, he played basketball, had clean cut. You never seen Romeo in the news really like that, have you guys?
For nothing bad.
Nothing bad. Like, you know, a lot of these kids that come up in hip hop or even TV, because he was in Nickelodeon as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would think that a lot of them, they always end up at the bottom, but he never did. So I think maybe the pressure needs to kind of lift off of him. What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And his sister, Symphonique, was on a Nickelodeon show, too. But I was laughing because at one point in the show, I think it was Peppa, she said something about how all of these kids are the nice version of us. And I thought that was hilarious because it seems very true. They are very clean cut. And from what we've seen on the show so far, they all seem very nice. So.
Yeah, and skipping over to Clean Cut, we finally get a glimpse of Angela Simmons, who is the daughter of Rev Run. I don't know if any of you guys used to watch Run's House, but we got to see a little bit of Angela Simmons and her sister and her brothers. And Angela Simmons has always been about her hustle.
She really has. Since her little pastry days, her and her sister, how they have their own little clothing line pastry. She's always been about, I love Angela.
Me too. And she's always been an advocate for fitness, for philanthropy. You know, if you follow her on Instagram, she has about 3 million followers.
Wow.
And she's always eating right, looking good. And we see her coming up and getting ready for her own fashion line, which is Foofy.
So exciting.
So she's really got that New York mind state. And she's, you know, getting ready and gear for her fashion week, and she's going to be calling out all of her friends to come out, and one of them was Romeo.
A little chemistry going on.
They dated. They had a little something going on. We see that they had, like, some photos surfacing of them booed up.
Did you guys know that they were together before?
No.
I never knew that.
No. You think that probably was for the show?
Maybe. I'm kind of hoping we get to see a little bit more of that as the show continues. Kind of like that coupling, not going to lie.
I think they look good together.
Me too.
I just think it's odd because, you know, her and Bow Wow had a thing some point. You know, Angela was on the co-host for a while for 106 in Park, and Bow Wow and her were dating. And then, you know, back then when little Bow Wow and little Romeo had their little beef going on. So now, you know, I wonder if Bow Wow's at home watching, like, you know, y'all know that you need to quit.
Bow Wow's like wishing he's on this show. I'm sure.
Maybe. So, you know, she's gearing up for her line Foofy, which it's a faux fur fashion line. I know that she's against fur, like wearing fur and all that. So this is pretty cool that she's doing that. And she hops on the phone with Romeo. He's finished playing basketball and we see him, you know, he's all juice. And then he hops on a Rolls Royce.
No big deal.
Like, it's no big deal, you know. Seriously. Got the court right here, then I got the Rolls Royce right along me. And he even opens up and says that they had an instant connection. And so he's then saying, I'm going to visit New York. She's like, are you going to bring your girlfriend? So we find out that he has a girlfriend. And I'm over here like, what was going on through your head?
I actually knew of this girlfriend. I follow Romeo on Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff. But I don't think they're together anymore. I'll have to check back next time. But that's why I'm wondering when this was filmed. We'll have to get back on that as well. But
I know. I just thought it was shocking that he was talking to Angela about the girlfriend, kind of knowing, like, they have a little history. I feel like Angela kind of felt like, don't talk to me about the girl because I kind of still want to be with you type of thing.
Yeah. That was a little awkward. Yeah.
Very awkward. And, you know, I don't know if Romeo could be great enough for her, but I mean, maybe if I see along the show, because, you know, Angela, she has, like, she's really busy. She's on her hustle. She's mm-hmm. doing yeah. it big and all that. And we get over to someone else who's on their hustle, Christy Nia DeBarge, who yeah. is the product of James DeBarge. And I don't know if you may know your parents listen to them. I didn't listen to the DeBarges, but I do know who they are. Yeah. And mm-hmm. they've had a crazy, crazy rumors going on about their family. And she yeah. opens up about that. You know, we find her in the studio. Very, very beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said. Like, as soon as they pan to her, I was like, wow, she's really grown up. Like, she's gorgeous.
I can't honestly remember the last time I've seen a photo of her. So to see her on the show and yeah. like, you know, as I'm researching before the show too, just it's crazy how much she's grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she even said that back in 2009, she was like, she had her music going on. She's like mm-hmm. a bubblegum artist. Like a lot of the kids that are in the industry, they usually are very young and then they finally come out of their shell. So mm-hmm. we see her coming out of her shell finally, and she's pouring a lot into her music, her life, her dad especially. You know, we get her personal life that she's laying down throughout her music. And her uncle, he also visits her, and we find out that the dad's in jail. Mm-hmm. Mm. And, you know, her uncle doesn't want her to visit the dad in jail. And so we just also find out that this is going to be a hard, hard yeah. season for her, most likely.
It's really mm-hmm. sad. I think she was saying it had been about 4 years since she had talked to him. She was 22 the last time, and she's 25 now, so...
Yeah,
that's really sad.
That's so it's so
I can't imagine
like the whole family. And like a little side note, mm-hmm. Elle DeBarge was actually locked up in my hometown, like
really?
A year, maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shout it out, but
oh, wow.
In the high yeah. desert, I'll just say that much. But yeah, he was like literally down the street because wow. I live close to the prison. But I was like, wow, Elle DeBarge. I kind of wanted to go over there and get my little autograph.
Get a little vacation.
Not gonna lie, you know, I like the DeBarges, but that's just so sad about like the whole family being like that. And then yeah. I think the brother was there for a little bit, but he mm-hmm. got transferred to L.A.
Oh wow!
So they all just. Wow. Kick it in the jail, so, pretty much.
Yeah, you know. So James DeBarge, which is Christina's dad, and then the uncle, Elle DeBarge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I really commend her because she could be in a total different mindset.
Yeah, there's so
know?
Many different ways you can go with something like that.
Right,
so.
And she, you know, she's trying to continue on her music. She's trying mm-hmm. to get on her hustle. You know, we find out that she's going to be performing at Angela's fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, addiction really hits families differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really, really, really respect that. And I just hope that we can see more of her just being an advocate for all those out there. And then Angela, you know, I never saw this side of her. And, you know, she's been on reality TV growing
yeah.
up.
Mm-hmm.
But we found out that she's really bratty. What did you guys think about that?
I kind of like the sass.
Now my phone's going to die.
I like it.
Yeah, her assistant was like so tired. She's like, you need her. You, what? Like, you're not gonna. So she calls the front desk, or, you know, the front desk of the apartment she's staying in, saying, like, you know, can we get the charger for the phone?
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out that a package is going to be arriving.
So creepy.
You know, at first I thought that the package was from Romeo.
I did too. That yeah, was my initial
I was
thought.
Like,
I was
maybe,
like, oh, it could be something super cute. And then
yeah.
I'm like, mm-hmm. what is this?
Like, how creepy was that? That first it was a box, and then it was a box yeah. within a box.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of like when she said there was no sticker, like a UPS yeah. or something from like the postal service. I was like,
Angela and Black Sharpie.
Exactly.
I'm just Ooh. Really trying to figure out how she got that past the doorman.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, true.
How was the stalker able to get a box over?
Oh,
like,
that's true.
I'm wondering
stalkers.
If she like gave it to someone to bring in.
Oh,
you, I don't
postman,
know.
Postman, maybe post, you know, that one uh-huh. app where everyone's
yeah,
delivering.
Postmates.
Maybe
yeah.
Postmates. Maybe she maybe. Went to Postmates and had them do it. I mean,
yeah.
the
knows?
Way our phones are set up, and
seriously.
You know, you got to be careful because, you know, like I said, she has 3 million followers. So
mm-hmm.
somehow this person sent her a dirty, muddy. Bear. a stuff bear at that.
Yeah.
Very.
Which I still don't understand. Like, why not just send a cutesy bear if you're going to send one? Like, why did it have to have dirt and mud on it?
Maybe he was trying to say he's like a rough teddy bear. Like, maybe. I don't know. Rough
she's like, if you play with me, you're going to end up like this teddy bear. Pretty much.
You never know. There's crazy people out in this world.
Seriously.
And then there's a note. The note's like, Queen Angela, I'm in town. Yeah. I'm only in town for one night, and I know that you are going to have a good right or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's have a dinner and movie. So, you know, right off the bat, I'm thinking it's somebody that has a major crush on her,
mm-hmm.
who's, you know, maybe saw her Instagram and was like, I gotta somehow get to her.
Right.
Yeah. What did you guys think?
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Somebody had a crush, or at first I thought it was like, well, maybe it's a friend, but then mm-hmm. I was like, it can't be a friend because, I mean, a little side note, the thing with Kylie Jenner, how somebody mm-hmm. sent pizza boxes to her house and actually wrote in the pizza boxes, I love you, in each one. So these stalkers, I knew it was like, it had to be like an actual stalker.
Yeah, and like we were saying earlier, I thought it was like something very cutesy, like a secret admirer. But then as soon as she opened it, I was like, oh no, this is not good news.
Yeah. No, I know she was creeped out. And then mm-hmm. the assistant, the funny part was the assistant's like, I'm so tired. She's like, you need to wake up. Or like the way she's, and then.
I would definitely wake up after getting a
fight. Right. And then she does like the fashion show run through.
Yeah.
And she's all like, door, like the door.
I'm
just like, okay. Like, are they trying to maybe show like, you know, she's in power, so she has assistants and stylists, so this is the way she can talk to people.
It's not coming off like that.
Well, how's it coming off?
Out, like, mean a little bit. Like, when the doorbell ring, it was like, only 1 second. She's, door.
Yeah.
Okay, give her a minute, Angela. I mean, I know she heard the door, too.
And the crazy part is, Reverend, he's never been like that, so I don't know where she's getting this from. Because mm-hmm. if you remember, Run's house. He was always in his bathtub doing inspirational quotes in the bathtub at the end of the show. And I'm not getting any of that from her. I'm getting spoiled brat, or maybe she's stressed, which we're gonna get into that. But so she's going through. She's having the fashion show run through with her stylist and assistant, and the door ends up being Romeo, and he says that, you know, he wants her to, they want to hang, he wants to hang out with her, mm-hmm. and he's all like, damn, look at these models. And she's, you know, she gets very defensive and is like, why do you want one? And he's like, no. He's like, well, where's your girlfriend? So he didn't invite his girlfriend to meet Angela, you know, that just the night before that, mm-hmm. he was with his girlfriend, mm-hmm. You know, getting sightseeing of New York. And, you know, we find out that he's in an interracial relationship, which is practically amazing. I mean, it's going on everywhere. It's not a big deal, but we then see that he has like Twitter hate. He gets like hate comments, you know, why are you dating this white girl kind of thing. And it almost brings him to, well, not almost.
It does bring him to tears.
He's crying. Yeah. What did you guys think about that?
Well, on Instagram, I know he actually talked about this when it was all coming up. Like, he was posting a few photos with her, and every single picture he posted, fans were commenting and saying something mean about the girl, and he kept replying back and saying things like, you know, don't say these kind of things to her. And it is really sad. It's like, okay, we're in 2016 now. Why is this still an issue? And if you're a fan of Romeo, wouldn't you be happy for him?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of who he's dating. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, he was like,
it's just stupid. I don't really care about their relationship, you know, because I think it's a wonderful thing, interracial relationship. I think it's beautiful. But the point that got me was the tears.
Yeah.
The fake tears kind of got me a little bit. I'm like, Romeo, I know you're not even kind of fake crying over this. Like, really?
Or that she got that good. No. He cried. He's like, my boo gotta have thick skin. Thick Are you skin. Sure? Exactly. You're not the one that needs thick skin.
You gotta have thick skin. Romeo, okay, all right, we get it. Like, stop.
Like, where's it coming from? And fast forwarding that, he told Angela, I'm trying to make her like you.
Like you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
That was interesting.
Like, ooh, I wonder
who. I'm sure it probably just came out wrong, but still, yeah. Like, the fact that they have a past, me as a girl, I'd be like, okay, wow.
Yeah, like, oh, my girlfriend's just at the hotel. Like, why are you leaving your girlfriend at the hotel?
Yeah, there's got to be something going on that we don't know about just yet. Right,
exactly. Like, come on, if Angela's just your friend, why can't you bring... girlfriend. So, you know, Angela was pretty much saying, you're going to be in town, Rome, so we're going to be going to Boogie's art gallery, which Boogie is Dame Boogie Dash the Second, which is, you know, Damon Dash's son. So, you know, we see that he was actually coming up around the time that, you know, Dame was in Rockefeller, so there's like a lot of pictures of him in the studio with his
very
dad.
Cute, by the way.
Right,
those are adorable throwbacks.
Yeah. He had the little jersey on, the little mom jersey, and you know, he's just a part of history, which I really do feel like we all were. Like, like the 2000s and the 90s, those were the best times of hip hop. We don't really get that anymore. It's more so like sipping lean and popping pills and all this type. Like, it's not the same. Like, you know, it's like they had a reason to celebrate. Like, we find out that Damon Dash is like an advocate for being in the streets. You know, they're at the art gallery and Angela's all like, I'm so stressed, you know, my models, I can't get my models. You know, she's talking to Romeo. They're having a side conversation and Damon Dash, he's all like, your stress is so cute.
Yeah.
And she, I would have really looked at him like, I wasn't even talking to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you not really, her stress is, you hear this? You know, meanwhile, Peppa, which we also know that her daughter, Egypt Chris, is on the show. She's like, oh my gosh, like, it's crazy because these kids are like the nice kids. We was the ones that was in the streets and all of that. And he's like, you know, they don't have to hustle. They don't have to kill. You don't, this is stress. This ain't, you know, like, not having your models is not stress. Getting killed is stress.
I totally get his point, but it's still, it's like, it's a good thing they don't have to deal with that, right?
Yeah.
And then I know later in the show, Rome brought up, he said, any advice is good advice, which I, like, sort of, kind of agree with.
Yeah.
But I get his point. I get Dame's point.
I was kind of in the middle because I'm like, well, stress comes in all different forms.
It totally does,
you know, she's stressed out. This is her show. This is her baby. Like, and I see what he's saying. Like, oh, you have a silver spoon, but it's kind of like, Dame, just relax.
Yeah.
Like, let her have her fashion stress. Like,
right. Like, this is her first fashion show.
Exactly.
Just
because.
Okay. Damon Dash, what kind of example are you setting for your son? You're sipping on lean. He has a double cup, a Dipset double cup at that. And you're smoking weed. It's just, and it was funny because the camera, as soon as that got a little heated and, you know, you could tell that Angela was getting really, like, you know, emotional and trying to, like, hold back tears, immediately they just left and Boogie was all like, well, that party came to an end quickly. And then the camera pans on Damon Dash smoke, like just blowing out weed smoke. It's like, who are you? You're like 40, 50. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
He's
still
in the game.
Exactly.
Still in the game. And, you know, I mean, right now, hip hop is definitely different. Like, you know, it's not in the streets and everything like that, like it was back in the 90s, 2000s. Like, people, those rappers had to go through a lot. Like, there's one point in the show where Damon Dash is getting a tattoo and Boogie, you know, goes and supports his dad. And he says, like, he actually had to witness people getting their brains blown out. And a lot of this stuff was going on in the studio. Like, a lot of these rappers back in the 90s, 2000s, they were bringing the streets into the studio, and a lot of murders were happening. Just like, we find out, I'll let you know a little bit, T, soon, one of the castmates. But yeah, you know, it's much different, and that's probably why he's so like, no, you're stressing like my stress, kind of thing.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling about that?
I thought it was like a little humorous at the same time as hearing it, honestly. But I did like that when he was getting the tattoo, his son did say something about how it did hurt Angela's feelings. Yeah. So I'm interested going into the next episode if he'll apologize, how that will all play out. I'm not sure. I can't really see him being the apologetic kind of person. Mm-mm. However, seeing that their, you know, sons and daughters are so close, I would hope that he would have a little bit of heart in that matter.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I really hope Dame will at least kind of do like a hood apology, like, listen, yeah, my bad, you know, because yeah, I don't think he's really got to be like, I'm sorry. I just think he's got to be like, just get thicker skin or something, you know. Yeah. He's gotta like kind of swoop in a small apology, just thicker skin and my bad.
Yeah,
you know, I hope it's not like that though.
Yeah, no, we'll he see. I mean, obviously we see that Angela was really hurt by it because Rome visits her and they're talking about it and she's just like, I didn't really care for that. And I mean, Damon Dash, like his dad said, Boogie said, you know, 23 years he's been knowing his dad, no one's ever been able to beat his dad in an argument. Mm-hmm. I think that Damon Dash's points aren't valid, and I just hope somebody rips him apart. Not like that, but, you know, words with the words, somebody like, you know, argues out with him. So, finally, as the show progresses, we see Rome visit TJ Mizell, which is the son of the legendary Jam Master Jay. So, he took his, you know, he's following in his father's footsteps, and he's also DJing. He's a hot DJ in New York, and I'm sure his father would be really proud seeing that he's really, like, taking the road that his dad took.
Yeah, I think his dad is probably looking down and just thinking, like, I'm so excited for you, son, or something like that. I was actually glad to see him, like, following his father's footsteps, but I was a little mad that it took them a little bit longer to get to him. It was kind of like they went through all the characters, and then he was, like, at the last, like, 5 little minutes.
Saving more for next week.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I hope. Maybe. I mean, we got more of Christy Nia and her issues with her dad, and you know,
and we didn't see much of Egypt either. No, that you bring up, I mean, all actually,
Egypt, she's 17, so you think maybe because she's not 18 yet, but no, that wouldn't be a big,
I mean, since her mom's on the show, I think it's
Peppa.
I'm hoping we'll see more of her because what we did see wasn't great,
no, at all.
Just her trying to sneak into a club.
Poor Egypt, I feel bad for her,
right? The parents are definitely trying to slide through and get some camera action.
I thought I was the only one thinking that. I was just kind of like, the parents are doing more of the talking than the kids, like. I want to see more of, you know, the growing up hip hop. I've already seen you, Pep, on your show. Let's talk about Pep. Like,
right.
I'm good.
So. Yeah. So Egypt Chris is actually a product of, she's a love child, Peppa and Tretch, which is of
Naughty by Nature.
So yeah, she was a love child. You know, that couple, they were really in love, like back in the day. So now they have their daughter, who is actually in the music scene too. So, you know, we're going to see a little bit more of that, hopefully. But the funny thing was, Romeo, he's talking to TJ and he's all like, we need to get Angela a man because we don't want her to be a 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
Didn't you think that was kind of like,
well, I think the whole thing that's so funny about this is it's like, yeah, she's focused. Yeah, she's hardworking, but so are they. Like, they're just as, you know, of hard workers as she is. So, I don't know. That just like made me laugh a little bit.
Do you think it has to do with because she's a woman? Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. They probably just feel like, you know, she's just so hardworking. It's just going to be tough to find a man who can like really walk
with her.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's what she's thinking too. Like, she's about her business and she needs a guy to just basically tell her she's pretty, text her here and there, and keep pushing. Like, that's all she needs.
So she needs a fuck buddy. But no, Romeo's definitely going to slide through, probably, I feel like, and try to, you know, take advantage of that and, like, you know, I'm the man for you. Cause I feel like he's gonna try to like game her up a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because she's just falling for it. She's mm-hmm. falling for his charm. Mm-hmm. And we also find out that Christy Nia yes. had a crush on him as well at some point.
Yeah. Which is very interesting. And I'm interested because she said that she doesn't think that she ever brought it up to him. So I want to see if she's going to eventually do that on mm-hmm. the show.
Yeah.
Talk about her little crush to him face to face.
Maybe yeah. because she said that she saw him in concert mm-hmm. when she met him when she was 14. And she hugged him. And she's like, oh, my gosh. So maybe we're going to get into that in our predictions. But before we get into all that, I want to get some news and gossip going.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So pretty much, if you tune into Breakfast Club, you might have seen Master P in the interview with them, who was getting his DJ Khaled preach on. He was talking about key success, all of that. But the most cringing part was when he opened up about his divorce. So he's, you know, he's divorcing from the mother of his children. They've been together for 24 years. And he says in the interview that she wasn't on the same hustle that he was. And he also opened up that she was smoking weed and just like not being productive, and he throws a lot of shade at her, we see. So I just really want you guys to look into that and maybe follow the story that goes into Master P and Romeo's personal life when it comes to the divorce, and maybe even in the show we might see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get crazy, I think, with that. I mean, they probably might avoid it, you guys think?
I have a feeling they probably will. But, I mean, it is a good point. It's like, how many mm-hmm. times do you see the mom? You know, we see Master P. He's clearly a great dad, a great father figure to his kids. Mm-hmm. But we don't know too much about the mom. So I'm not sure if they'll bring it up.
I don't know. I think Romeo might do like a little, he might do like a little, oh, my mom is going through a tough time.
And yeah.
He could like try to squeeze it in. But mm-hmm. I don't really think it like the mom will be involved.
Yeah.
But I don't like how Master P is throwing like all this shade on the mom when I'm pretty sure it takes two to tango. I don't think she was doing all that stuff by herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because in the interview he goes on to saying that nowadays kids, all they are resorting to is drugs, and that hip-hop is not the same as it used to be. And he's, you know, of course the cameras show his success, but they're not going to show what really was going on between their mm-hmm. marriage. Like, mm-hmm. maybe she yeah. was, like, depressed. Maybe he was, like, you know, verbally abusive. I'm not throwing allegations at him, but I'm saying that she couldn't just, like, one day just stop going to work or exactly. was just kind of trying to live off of his success.
Exactly.
So it's probably two sides to the story. So, yeah, that was the news and the gossip, but the episode ended off very, very crazy. Mm-hmm. A lot was going on. First, we see that Peppa tries to get in the club with Egypt.
Yes, that was very interesting. And then she's just like, bye. How's she gonna get in?
Couldn't get her daughter, and she's like,
oh, I'm still gonna have fun.
Right, mm-hmm. I'm still gonna have fun. And we also see Dame Dash in the club, too. Like,
that's right.
His head cuts off yeah. another person. Like, I've noticed he's really trying to get his camera time in.
He is. He's, like, just gunning for that camera. I'm uh-huh. like, he's trying to probably rebrand Rockefeller or something.
He's like,
I don't know what he's doing. He said, I'm going to let y'all know we were the, you know, the thing, you know, back in 2001. Uh-huh. But
and whatever. He did mention something about wanting to collaborate with Master P back in the day.
I'll see.
So, yeah. I don't know.
I don't think Master P is going to collaborate.
I don't think he'd be down.
I didn't even know No Limits was still around.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, neither did I. And you know what's really crazy is that I'm surprised that Romeo hasn't taken that route that his dad has, because, you know, he could have started a group just like his dad did. Like, mm-hmm. his dad, his whole No Limit, they were in movies.
Yeah.
They had their own production going on. Mm-hmm. There was one point where Master P had an action figure. Wow. Yeah, so
I don't think I knew about that.
He was really like really doing it.
Yeah,
he was really doing it. And they also, Hot Boys. They had the movie Hot Boys. So I'm just surprised that he wants him to take over the presidency of No Limit.
But it's not really there. Is it still like that group? I feel like No Limit just fell off. Are they still like No Limit? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, like they were that group.
Yeah, like I mean, No Limit is the record label.
Right.
They were. I'm trying to think of their group, but they had a lot of songs. Yeah. Let me see, Wobble Wobble.
Called the No Limit Soldiers.
No Limit Soldiers. Oh, yeah. Wobble Wobble, shake it, drop it, drop it.
So ooh, many good songs. Exactly. Throwbacks.
I think that Master P is probably one of the only rappers that's had an entourage this big that he hasn't gone bankrupt. Like, think of MC Hammer and all the other big rappers that had a huge group of people and entourage with them at all times. And they're all gone and broke.
That's a very good point. I know.
He must. And the other thing that would be interesting to see is if Master P is like, trying to give his son advice on how to like spin, because I've seen Master P on a lot of, he was on the King Gold Chains show, which is Tiger's show, and he's giving him advice on how to spend his money and how he could get the gold and stuff like that. Yeah. And he's never been bankrupt.
I always wonder that with like the younger stars too. Like take Aaron Carter, for example, which is totally switching gears from hip hop, but you're making all that money when you're young, but it doesn't last forever. So exactly.
Didn't he have to sue his parents?
Yes,
he did.
And, which is very sad.
And we saw Romeo on the ICDC commercial for a while. So maybe he was just...
I mean, Master P is a good businessman. I will give him... He is a great businessman. So maybe he's just doing something where he can try to rebrand the No Limit Records type of thing. And Romeo could be the face and just built it up.
Yeah, maybe.
The Empire.
do you guys feel like this show was kind of like a spinoff of Empire?
Yeah. Empire meets something that I can't put my finger on right now. But, yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
What about you?
I can see the similarities of Empire in this show. Because that whole just first opening scene with Master P and Romeo was just too much of Lucius and his kids. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to take No Limits to another level. And thank you, Master P. We get it. Lucius. Okay. All right.
Right. So maybe they're trying to be a one-up on that, maybe. And TJ had his party. He's like, it's going to be a night to not remember. And they're at the club. And we also see that Angela's there with her friends. And all of a sudden, this random voice is like, hey, Angela!
Perfect impression.
Hey, Angela! It was like weird. Like, I'm like, what is this? And the camera pans in, and it's who presumably could be Angela's stalker. Angela did a move.
she was like, I gotta get out of here now.
Exactly. Angela was just like, that's the stalker. I know it is. I know it is. It could have just been like a regular
fan.
Just, hey, Angela. You know?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a little creepy how she said it, but yeah, you're right. It could just be some fan that noticed her.
But Angela wasn't having it. She said, I got to go. I need security right now. You know what? Forget security. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Gone. Now, that would be a perfect time to get into predictions.
Ooh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Oh my gosh. So, how about you start off our predictions?
Okay. So, I predict that Romeo and Angela will somehow, I don't think they're going to become a couple, but there's going to be a little hooking up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to happen. And I think Christina, I think her and Romeo are going to do a little makeout session. Because we're going to see Romeo like breaking up with the girlfriend, his current girlfriend. And he's going to dabble with Christina. I can see that.
A little Christinia.
Like
a little debauch in his life.
Okay, well, for me, we saw Christina has that phone call with her uncle about her dad, who has seemingly been released from prison, but has relapsed. Mm. So I think, you know, next episode, maybe the one following, I think that's really going to play a big part in her role. Like, we saw her in the studio, and she's like, I need a couple days. But now hearing this news, I think it's going to really put her off the track for a little bit. Mm. I mean, that's a huge thing to take in. Like, you haven't seen your father in 4 years, and now with this, she's probably not going to see him again. So that's my guess on her, and I agree with you on the whole Romeo tidbit with Angela.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of would like to see Romeo and Christina have some like chemistry as well.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting, mm-hmm. but
no, I think it's gonna get juicy for yes. sure. And I also think that we're gonna see TJ Mizell try to get into what really happened to his dad, because mm-hmm. his dad, you know, we did notice his dad died back in 2001, and there was a lot of allegations on how his dad died. I'll put you guys up on that next week. But yeah, I think that maybe we're gonna see him going in with the private investigators, maybe mm-hmm. trying to open Ooh. Up the case again.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. would be really, really interesting. Yeah. Like, ooh.
And they didn't really talk too much about it on this episode, so I really think you could be right.
Mm-hmm. I think you I guys could be right, too. And yeah. I really can't wait for you guys to see more of what we have going on for this season. You know, this is just the only the beginning. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be here every Thursday at 10 p.m., make sure to tweet us. Make sure to like us, Facebook us. And you can find me at Your Girl Trinae. Where can we find you at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DMurf625.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD.
Make sure that you always, always follow AfterBuzz TV. Keep in contact with all of us. We have great stuff, great content all the time. Subscribe to us, like us,
yes.
and join in for the conversation. We will see you next week, and we cannot wait.
Yay. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.